Archers for the week 16th to 21st of May 2004.
Pat may need some pastoral care because she's going to receive some bad news.
Did you get through?
Yes, I got through.
Where was she yesterday?
She took the girls out.
Well, must be hard for them.
Yes, I think it is.
But they are coming to the funeral.
Tony, she's arranging it.
Arranging it?
Yes. She's spoken to Alan, booked the crematorium for Thursday. Everything.
But why?
She's Greg's executor. The legal guardian of his children. It's what she wants to do.
What about Helen?
His, I quote, ex-girlfriend? She's not thinking about her. Why should she?
She was a bit more than his ex.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Michelle's got the law on her side.
Surely you told her how Helen is, what she wants?
Of course I did. I tried to reason with her. I said Helen would be happy to take care of it all for her. That there was no need for her to upset herself.
Well, that was a good line to take.
Thank you. Didn't get me very far.
Well, why not?
She's thinking about her children. The girls want to come.
Yes, well, naturally.
On reflection, she thought it was better if they did.
Yes.
So she wants to make the funeral as painless as possible for them.
That's ambitious.
Tony, what could I say? I expect I'd feel the same.
Oh, Pat.
I would. I do. All I really care about is how Helen's going to take it.
I'm just so surprised. I thought Michelle would want to have nothing to do with it.
Maybe she feels guilty. Who knows?
Did she give you any ideas what kind of arrangement she was making?
I think she wants to keep it simple. Oh, Tony, how are we going to tell Helen?
I don't know.
And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm sure everyone would like their usual Sunday morning catch-up session. And then, in about 15 minutes, we'll be off to beat the bounds.
That was a nice service.
Yes, it was. Good of Oliver to let Alan use his land.
Handy for the bounds. Are you staying for that?
No, we've got all our students moving in this weekend. The ones that have come to pick the strawberries.
You'll be busy then.
And I was wondering about popping down to Bridge Farm.
Oh,
but
yes.
I don't know whether they'd rather be left in peace.
How are they?
Well, Helen's still in a state of shock.
She must be.
Pat and Tony are so worried about her.
I was going to ask you about Tony. It's a bit awkward, really. He was supposed to be helping with the silaging at Brookfield this week.
Oh, I see.
Of course, it's fine if he feels he can't, but David does need to know so he could find someone else.
Well, it might do Tony good to get off the farm.
And David doesn't like to ring and ask.
Morning, Jill. Jennifer. Yes. Beautiful day.
It is.
Are you coming on the annual ramble?
I'm afraid I've got to get back. Our strawberry pickers are arriving and I want to call Tony later on.
Oh. Alan, I hope you don't mind me asking, but has Helen arranged when Greg's funeral is going to be?
Well...
I'm sorry, I suppose I should ask her, really.
We don't like to intrude.
The crematorium is booked for Thursday.
Crematorium? But I'd assumed...
It isn't Helen who's making the arrangements. It's Michelle, Greg's ex-wife.
Oh, I see.
Why on earth does she want to take over?
No, I'm not sure that's the case. She's got the children to consider. And it is her legal right.
Poor Helen.
I'll go and see her after we've beaten the bounds.
I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
So Helen isn't going to have anything do with it at all?
Not so far as I'm aware, though I'm hoping she'll help me with my talk.
You're still involved, then?
Well, I'll be saying a few words about Greg, and I want to do justice to the families.
Of course.
Only, I didn't really know Greg very well.
Oh, Alan, who did?
You should have woken me. Look at the time.
You need your sleep.
There's nothing you need be doing.
Oh, Mum, there's lots.
Did you manage to get hold of Michelle?
You should have some breakfast.
Oh, good idea. I'll put the kettle on.
I'm not hungry. Did you get hold of Michelle? Because if not, I think we should just go ahead without her. I want the funeral to
I spoke to her.
You sure you don't want a cup of tea?
What did she say?
Your dad's right. You don't want to get dehydrated.
I'll have a glass of water. What did she say?
Helen, I'm afraid it's not good.
She won't let the girls come. I knew it.
No, they're coming.
And she's coming with them?
Oh, yes, of course.
There's no of course about it. I bet they had to talk her into it.
Oh, love, that isn't the case at all.
No, she obviously wants what's best for them.
Well, that's good. Because I was wondering if Sonia might like to read a poem.
Sweetheart, I'm afraid it's not going to be that simple.
Here you are. Drink this.
But you said she wanted what was best for them. I think that's
why she's taken over all the funeral arrangements.
We're so sorry.
I don't understand.
She's spoken to Alan and booked the crematorium for Thursday.
She can't do that.
And sweetheart, she can.
No, you must have misunderstood her, Mum.
No.
But she's got no right. They were divorced.
She's still his executor.
That's just the legal stuff, Mum, the money, and I don't care about that.
She can take care of the funeral arrangements, too.
No!
She's the legal guardian of Greg's children.
She didn't love him! Why does she want to interfere with... I want to do this!
I know, love.
I don't know what to say, Helen. That's how it is. We can't change it.
No. That can't be right. That cannot
I
be right.
I know, it's hard.
Hard? She killed him!
Oh, Helen. He killed himself.
She drove him to it. When she told him that he couldn't see the girls. She killed him and now she wants to arrange his funeral? Oh, no. I don't think so.
David! David, have you got a minute?
Oh, Mum. Okay, hang on a sec.
Sorry to disturb you.
I've got to get this cut, supposed to wilt for 24 hours. What's so urgent?
Well, I had a word with Jenny.
Oh, yeah?
And she seems to think Tony might welcome some time away from Bridge Farm.
Oh, really?
And she's sure that he would have rung you if he wasn't going to be able to help.
What, even with everything else that's going on? Helping here will be the last thing on his mind.
She says he's being a tower of strength.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just see what happens tomorrow then. Well, it's not going to be the end of the world if he doesn't show up.
It will slow you down. Oh. You know your father's happy to do more.
No, we should be okay. Eddie's coming, and he might be able to rope in Ed if we're stuck.
Isn't he working on Tom's sausages now?
No, it's only a couple of afternoons a week, you know, to help get this new line started.
I don't suppose that's at the top of anyone's agenda at the moment. Poor Tom.
No, it's bad timing. Do you know when the funeral's going to be?
Thursday, apparently. At the crematorium.
It's very good of you to call, Alan.
Oh, not at all. I wanted to reassure Helen. I'd keep her as informed as I can.
I'm sure that'll be a comfort to her.
I hope so. Thank you.
She took the news badly, I suppose.
Yes, she did.
Insisted on confronting Michelle about it.
Oh, how did that go?
We don't know.
She went straight to her room afterwards.
Oh, I'd like to speak to her, but... if this is a bad time, I can always come back another time, isn't it?
Oh, I thought I heard a car.
How are you feeling, love?
What did Michelle say?
You're right, Mum. She is taking over the funeral.
I did try...
I know. Everyone did.
I'll keep you in the picture as much as I can.
Thank you.
I'm sure Alan will do his best.
There's still his talk. You can help with that.
Yes.
Well, maybe now's not the best time to discuss that, but... I really do want you to contribute. I'll ring you later in the week, OK?
OK.
I'll walk you to your car, Alan.
Oh, is that... Oh, yeah, that'd be nice, thank you.
Bye. Would you like that cup of tea now, love? Something to eat?
Yes, if you like.
I'll come back later in the week to see you.
Yes, thank you.
It's a lot for her to take in.
Yes.
For all of you. How are you feeling?
Oh, that doesn't matter about me. Helen's the important one.
Look, if you're going to support her, you have to look after yourself.
I don't think I'm being much help to her.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
I never liked Greg. She knew that.
That's all in the past now.
How can it be? The way he died. I just can't forgive him. Don't tell me I should.
I wasn't going to.
It's just got worse, worse and worse. Every time I thought it couldn't get any worse for her, it has. And now this this thing with Michelle. Helen can't even say goodbye to him properly.
I'll do everything I can. And, you know, if you want to talk to me...
Oh, I've told you, it doesn't matter.
What, even when you think it's stopping you being the support to Helen you want to be? You're entitled to your feelings, Pat.
No. No, I'm not. Helen. She's the only one that matters.
The kettle won't take long to boil.
Good.
I'll make you a sandwich?
No, I'll get something later.
So, Michelle was in?
Yes, Michelle was in.
But you couldn't change her mind?
No.
No.
She didn't really want to talk to me.
Well, that's not so hard.
She was surprised I wanted to talk to her.
Well, I suppose she thought...
She was surprised I wanted to have anything to do with the funeral at all.
Was she?
She thought it was all over between Greg and me. She knew I'd left him.
Oh, well, that was just temporary.
She made it sound... inevitable.
Oh, love, you don't know what she thinks.
She said no one could make him happy.
Now, you know that's not true. You had some very happy times together.
Did we? I can't remember.
You did. Michelle can't know how happy you were.
She thinks she knows.
Well, she's wrong.
I told her that. I told her it was her saying the girls couldn't see him that was the last straw.
Oh, Helen.
But she said that wasn't true.
Well, love, she wouldn't want to think that, would she? Anyway, who knows what was in the poor chap's mind.
I have to know.
She doesn't know what she's saying. She isn't thinking straight. No one is.
It wasn't that. And maybe the last straw was me leaving.
No, of course it wasn't. You were going back. He knew that.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, he got his own back.
Helen?
I left him, and then he left me.
He wasn't himself. He was ill.
So I'm all alone.
No. No, you're not.
There's a hold-up at Brookfield.
Come on, you damn thing!
Morning.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Lovely morning for a bit of silaging.
I'm sorry, there's going to be a bit of a hold-up.
All changing the blades, I see.
Yeah, some of them. Only a couple of these nuts seem to be rusted on.
It's always the way, mate.
And listen, you don't have to tell me. I should have done this job ages ago.
Tell me about it. Never enough hours in the day, is there?
No. Well, anyway, if you could pass us that bit of pipe.
Yep, there you go.
Thanks.
Anything else you want me to do?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a grease gun behind you.
Yep, got it.
If you could go around the grease points while I'm fixing these.
No problem.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Let me see if I can shift this damn thing.
Hey, what's this? I thought you'd have the show on the road by now.
Hi, Tony. No, I'm sorry, I got a bit held up this morning.
Still changing the blades? Why don't you do that before?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we used to be the same. Never touched the forage until the day we needed it.
That's all very well, but I had to do the milking early to get over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's really good of you to come over, you know, with everything.
No, it's not a problem. Only I thought you'd have it all sorted and ready to go.
Yeah, I meant to.
Apart from anything else, I didn't have time for any breakfast.
Ah, now we're getting to the point. That's why you're upset.
Well, look, if you want to nip back and have something...
How long are you going to be?
Well, 20 minutes maybe, half an hour tops.
Nah, it's not worth it.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Have you got another grease gun? I'll give Eddie a hand.
Oh, you're all right, mate. This ain't going to take long.
Well, look, I tell you what, why don't you go into the kitchen and get Ruth to make you a bacon sarnie?
Oh, well, if she won't mind.
No, she'd be glad of a chat.
Maybe I will. If there's nothing I can do here.
No, I'm fine.
Right, then.
Hey, Tony, get her to make two, will you? I'll be there myself in a minute.
I think Susan's only just realising what she's letting herself in for. Can you reach me them extra pots, please?
I can imagine.
Here you are, Tal. I mean, she's doing her best to make that caravan nice.
Oh, sure she is.
There's a limit to what you can do with a caravan, I should know.
Should you?
Well, we did live in one.
Oh, yes, of course you did. Sorry.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
I mean, if you want to go and check on Helen again...
No, that's silly. She's asleep.
It might set your mind at rest.
It's just...
I don't like leaving her alone at the moment. Then why don't you go back to the house? I can cope here.
No, we've got to start getting back into our routine. That's what Helen needs.
Yeah.
It's just a pity Tony had to be off the farm as well. He didn't like leaving her either.
Well, Tom's around, isn't he?
Theoretically, but with his new sausage line starting up. I'm just being paranoid. She'll be fine.
If you're sure?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the shop all day tomorrow anyway.
Tony will still be silaging.
Yeah, so she'll have to manage without us. Might as well start today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go on with what you were telling me about Susan.
Oh, do you really want me chattering on about that?
Yes, I do. Me, it's nice to hear about something normal. When are they hoping to move in?
A couple of weeks, I think.
Oh, I didn't realise it was that soon. Tony's supposed to be letting them have some barn space for their furniture.
Yeah, and Susan were worried about storing their clothes.
Oh, yes, I suppose there's not much wardrobe space in a caravan.
Oh, we just about had space for a change of underwear.
So how are they managing?
Well, Betty said they could leave stuff at Willow Farm and swap things around occasionally.
Oh, that was kind of her.
Well, very, seeing as they're quite pressed for space themselves.
Are they?
Well, with Roy and Hayley living there.
Oh, yes.
And then Susan starts wondering how she's going to manage about washing. Well, she doesn't want to be hauling great bagfuls down to the Borchers to laundrette every week.
No.
Betty said she could use the washing machine too.
Good.
Yeah. No, but it's Christopher that's really worrying her.
Is it?
Well, him starting his GCSEs soon. It really couldn't be a word. Pat, what are you doing?
What? Oh, Lord.
The yoghurt goes in the jug, not the jug in the yoghurt.
Oh, I just wasn't thinking. Oh, how stupid.
Oh, come on, you need a break.
No. We must get on. I can't be here tomorrow, so we need to crack on today.
Well, Colin's coming in to do some extra tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah, I know, but we can't fall behind.
But you don't mind just for now. Anyway, Pat, 15 minutes ain't going to make no difference. I can always work over if you need me to.
Oh, no, Clara, you're doing so much already.
Well, I'm happy to. You need to look after yourself.
Well, maybe we could just nip in for a cup of coffee and I can check on Helen at the same time.
You'd think he'd be finished by now.
Oh, he won't be much longer. Fancy another cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I was in two minds about coming over today as it was.
Well, we did wonder.
I should have followed my instincts.
Yeah, you must be pretty stretched.
Yes, we are. Plus, Well, I'd like to be available to keep an eye on Helen.
Who is she?
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah. Ah, well, still pretty shaken up.
Yeah, he must be.
Oh, he's working all hours up at the estate. I think he's trying to keep things going how Greg would have liked.
He probably needs to keep busy. Stop him dwelling on things. It would have helped if Helen could at least have focused on the funeral.
You're taking it hard, is she?
Yeah. Look, let's talk about something else, eh? When are you in court?
Oh, that's right. Change the subject to something cheerful.
Oh, sorry. How are things looking?
Oh, it would be better if I could find someone to back my story up.
Yeah?
Oh, I've been asking around the markets, but that's on hold for the moment. What with silage and everything.
But you haven't given up?
I've got a couple more leads that might be worth a try.
Well, good luck.
I can't believe I'm the only mug snatch Foster took for a sucker.
You might be the only one who's willing to admit it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry, Eddie. I'm not doing very well this morning, am I?
Oh, don't worry. I got myself into this, as Clary never stops reminding me.
Oh, dear.
To be fair, she's eased off a bit lately.
Right, lads, we're on.
Oh, at last. Well, let's get cracking, shall we?
Is she okay? Sleeping.
Oh, that's good. I've made you coffee.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, she doesn't sleep much at night, I'm afraid. I hear her pacing about.
I see.
So then she's exhausted all day. Mm. She's going to make herself ill if we're not careful.
Well, at least she's getting a few hours now. How about you?
Oh, it doesn't matter about me.
Yes, it does. Are you sleeping?
I manage. How about you?
Me?
Oh, yes. I mean, you must be worried about Will.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Another victim.
He's been working so hard on the shoot. Emma says she hardly gets to see him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's just the way he's coping with it, I think.
I'm sure Brian's grateful.
Yeah, he seems to be. Do you know, I feel for him too. I mean, finding Greg, it must have been horrific.
Yeah, Jennifer says he's been having nightmares.
I'm surprised.
The ripples spread outwards, don't they?
And on top of everything else, I'm worried about Tom.
But I'd have thought he were busy with his new sausage line.
Well, he is, and we could all have been supportive of him if this hadn't happened. Been excited for his success.
Oh, yeah.
But that's ruined now.
Poor Pat, it must have brought back some awful memories for you.
Yeah, and for the children too. And none of this is our fault.
Of course not.
It's Greg Turner's.
Oh, look, I know you never really took to him, but...
No, it's gone beyond that. I just can't take in the damage he's done to so many people.
And himself.
Well, at least he's out of it.
Oh, Pat.
Well, it's true. I mean, there were times after John died when I thought about... But you can't do it, can you? You can't. Not with family, not with children. I mean, it's not fair.
Well, maybe you're a stronger person than Greg was.
You can't do it to the people you leave behind. You just can't.
Look, maybe he truly thought everyone would be better off without him.
Oh, he was never very bright. Now he's left Helen all on her own to pick up the pieces. He never deserved her.
Oh, Pat, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yes, I know.
Look, I'm worried about you. It can't be good for you to be thinking like this.
Oh, it isn't. But it doesn't make any difference now, anyway. Helen resents me for the way I felt about Greg. She's punishing me for not liking him.
Now, I'm sure that's not true. She knows you love her. She knows you want to help.
Yes, but she won't let me. There's this barrier between us and... I just don't know how to get through it.
Big week for your Tom, then.
What? Oh, with his new sausage line, yes.
Our Ed's looking forward to his career as a sausage stuffer.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it's only two afternoons a week. I suppose even your Ed can't do much damage in two afternoons.
He's very grateful.
Well, it was Tom's idea.
Me too. Anything that gets him out of bed and keeps him out of mischief.
As long as he stays out of mischief.
He's a changed boy. Seen the error of his ways.
Now, where have I heard that before?
He even volunteered to come round the markets with me.
What, to find this other mug? You think she'll need a minder?
Well, asking a few polite questions. Why should that cause trouble?
Have you finished your lunch?
Just a bit.
Well, shall we crack on then?
Well, David ain't finished yet.
Yeah, but the...
There's no need to give ourselves indigestion. It's not going to make him work any faster.
We've still got a lot of time to make up.
And I haven't quite finished my dinner. Still got me crisps to
eat. You can save them for later.
I'm hungry now. Besides... What the hell was that?
No. Well, I don't like the sound of it. Come on, let's find out.
Oh, great. That is all I needed.
What's happened?
Tony reckoned it sounded like a berry.
Yeah, spot on. I'm afraid you're right.
I knew it. You know why this has happened, don't you?
Well...
Because you rushed your maintenance, that's why. When something gets this...
Hey, come on now, Tony.
Maybe if you'd greased it properly or got it serviced...
What can I say, Tony? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you can tell us what you're going to do about it.
Well, I'll have to go into Borchester and get a new set.
I knew it.
He doesn't have much choice, does he?
Then I'll have to fix it.
So, basically, that's today written off.
Well, yeah. Look, I'm really sorry, Tony. Honestly, don't think there's much point in you two hanging around.
There wasn't much point in me coming in the first place.
Will you be coming tomorrow?
I said I would, didn't I?
Yes, but that was before
I'll be here. But do me a favour, would you? Give me a ring in the morning and tell me when you're ready for me.
Well, I would have done that anyway.
Because I don't want to be hanging around here twiddling my thumbs again.
No, of course not.
Not when I've got plenty to be getting on with at home.
I appreciate that, mate.
Well, you'll be able to go off and get some of it done now, won't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. See you in the morning, then.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah, bye, Tony.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that was a disaster.
Hey, don't take it too personally. He's under a lot of strain.
No, I know. I just wish I hadn't added to it, that's all.
He'll have calmed down by tomorrow.
Hope so.
At least now he can get stuck into his own work.
Oh, well, I suppose that's true.
And he can keep an eye on Ellen.
Yeah.
And then we'll all be ready to start bright and early tomorrow after a good night's sleep.
Well, I hope it is bright and early. Because if I can't get it fixed in time, well, we might have to manage without Tony after all.
Brian is feeling restless. Thank you.
Hi, Brian.
Didn't think I'd find you up here.
Oh, I thought I'd have a look at the hinds.
Yeah, you're so busy on the strawberries.
Oh, I'm okay for an hour.
Well, I can see to them if you want to go back.
Well, I've started now. Is that why you came?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, anyway, it's okay.
Right.
Come clean, Brian. You just fancied a go on the quad bike, didn't you?
Well, to be honest, I needed to get out. Blow the cobwebs away.
Too much paperwork.
Hmm? Oh, isn't there always? Then I had Alan on the phone to me.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. He's doing this talk about Greg for the funeral.
I'm glad there's going to be something.
Mm. Wondered if I had any thoughts.
Did you?
He was a very committed keeper.
Pity Mac Crawford never thought so.
Yes. Not much of an epitaph, is it?
No one ever dies wishing they'd spent more time in the office. No,
exactly.
You could finish this for me if you like. You're right, I should be getting the strawberries down to the cold store.
You sure?
Yes, I could do with a cup of tea, too.
Well, I'd wait till the coast is clear if I were you. Your mother's entertaining Linda Snell.
Oh, didn't know she was coming around.
Neither did Jenny. She's obviously got some new scheme on the horizon.
Oh, what is it this time?
I don't know. I didn't wait to find out.
Robert and I thought it was the most marvellous programme, didn't you? Restoration? Yes, it was interesting. All those beautiful buildings saved for the nation.
And I take it you think there's a building round here we could put forward?
Oh, good. I knew you'd be on my wavelength. We're spoilt for choice, really.
Mm. Well, I suppose we are. Which one did you have in mind?
The Cat and Fiddle.
The Cat and Fiddle?
Yes. It's a beautiful old Victorian building.
Well, it was. It doesn't look very beautiful now.
Exactly. That's why it's perfect. We need to rescue it.
Well, who owns it?
Well, the brewery sold it on to a development company, but they couldn't do what they wanted with it because it's a listed building. You see? It's perfect.
Well, it's certainly got potential.
Oh, I knew you'd be interested.
So, what do you want me to do?
Well, I'm going to draft a letter to the programme, but we need as many people to sign it as possible.
Yeah, of course.
So I wondered if you could put it on the website.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm a bit behind with that, with all this awful business about Greg.
Oh, yes, of course you must be. What a terrible tragedy.
I was planning to sort it out after the funeral. Would that be soon enough?
Well, I could put it on for you, if that's all right with you.
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. This must seem very trivial.
No, I think it's a great idea. And it's nice to have something else to think about.
How are things at Bridge Farm?
Oh, well, you know, Tony worked himself into a bit of a state yesterday, I'm afraid.
He must be under a terrible strain. I mean, the farm work has to go on, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And he promised to help David with his silaging this week.
Well, that was good of him.
Oh, yes, down there bright and early yesterday morning. Only they got off to rather a late start for some reason.
Oh, dear.
And then there was a problem with the forage harvester, so they had to knock off early yesterday afternoon. And I think he was rather abrupt with David about it.
Well, he must have an awful lot to deal with at the moment.
Yes. And I just hope he can find a way of coping. To be honest, Linda, I'm not really sure how much more that family can take.
Oh, thanks for this letter. I just thought we'd get on a lot quicker if we had a bit of a tea break.
I bought some of Jill's fruitcake.
Oh, great. Mind you, I think it's going to take more than that to placate Tony.
Oh, dear, has he been upset all afternoon?
Well, he never really recovered from the bad start we had this morning.
It wasn't your fault the harvester took longer to fix than you thought it would.
Yeah, Tony thinks it is, if I'd maintained it properly in the first place.
And that's just daft.
Well, maybe.
It isn't as if you kept him hanging around this morning.
Yeah, like I did yesterday.
Well, that wasn't your fault either. He didn't ring till 12.
Yeah, but we didn't get underway till about 1:30. Now, he is right. It's a bad start.
You'll catch up.
Well, I hope so, but we've lost 24 hours already.
Well, the weather's on our side. If you work straight through till 9 tonight...
Yeah, and what about the milking?
And Phil's offered to do it. Isn't that nice of him?
Oh, good old Dad. That is a godsend.
Thought you'd be pleased.
Right. Well, now all I've got to do is to persuade Tony to stay on for the evening.
I'll let him have his tea first. Jill's fruitcake has been known to work wonders.
Mmm. This gingerbread is delicious, Jennifer. You must give me the recipe. Mm.
I'm afraid you'll have to ask Ian, and it might just be one of his secrets.
Robert and I can't wait to try out his new bistro menus.
It's not opening till next month, is it?
3 weeks' time. But he and Roy are busy with the menus already, trying to find local produce for them.
Yeah, I know.
And it's such a relief to be able to go into the kitchen without the threat of a saucepan being hurled at you.
Come on, I'm sure Jean-Paul never did that.
He came very close to it. Being French is no excuse.
Well, I think Ian's more nervous than anything. He's a bit on edge about the restaurant reopening this week.
Well, he has no reason to be. It looks lovely.
I can't wait to see it. Adam and I are going to...
Going where? Afternoon, Linda.
Yeah, hello.
To the reopening of Grey Gables restaurant.
Oh, yes, offering a bit of moral support. I don't know why he gets so nervous. Everyone's been raving about his food ever since he arrived.
Linda's just been singing his praises.
Mm, I have.
Yeah, and you've been scoffing his gingerbread. You might have left me a piece.
Darling, I'm sure he'll make you some more. Oh, and the tea's just made.
Oh, good. Brian tells me you're starting a new project, Linda.
Well, yes, yeah, actually, darling, it's quite exciting. Linda wants to get the Cat and Fiddle on restoration. Mm.
Restoration?
You know, that television programme.
Oh.
I think we stand a very good chance.
But isn't it all boarded up?
Yes, that's why. We must rescue it. Are you interested in architecture at all?
Well, not really. I'm afraid all my years in Africa, surrounded by corrugated iron, rather dented my sensibilities.
Ah, oh, yes. What a pity.
We're going to try and drum up support on the website.
Oh, good idea. Though you might be competing for people's attention.
Might I?
Well, there's the single wicket competition coming up.
Oh.
I can think of nothing else.
You think he's joking, Linda, but the sad thing is he's completely serious.
Oh, I know. Rob is the same.
Oh, reckons he's in with a chance, does he? I see.
It is the 10th anniversary.
I know. That's why I want to win.
Yeah, I can't believe it's that long since Mark died.
No.
Did you know Jack's donating one of Ian's cakes as an extra prize?
Is he?
Hmm, he's really taking an interest.
It's so good to see him more like his old self again, isn't it?
Yes, you think that too?
Oh, yes. And he's helping Caroline to plan the Jitterbug Ball to celebrate the 60th anniversary of D-Day.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that. I love big band music.
Mm, the menu's giving Ian a few headaches. Rationing was still on.
I think Jack's been helping with those too, hasn't he?
Well, useful to have an eyewitness account.
Oh, yes. Yes, his memories are very clear.
Such an exciting day. Mum talked about it so much when I was little. You know, she quite convinced me I could remember it.
She was in London, wasn't she? That must have been something.
Yes, yes. These great occasions do stick in the memory. I remember the coronation and... of course, I was just a tiny child at the time.
Are you all right, darling?
Sorry, choked on a tea leaf or something.
Well, I can make you some fresh. Would you like another cup, Linda?
No, I really ought to be getting on. I promised I'd drop round to Cathy's.
Is she arranging any more film shows?
Oh, yes, she's full of the joys of spring. I think my herbal remedies did the trick.
Oh, is she all right?
She's only going through the menopause, darling.
Perfectly natural process, managed properly. It can be a very rewarding experience.
I'm sure. I expect you're looking forward to it.
Yes. Well, I'll get the letter on the website as soon as I can, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, and I hope you get a good response. You let me know.
Yes, I will. Bye now.
Bye.
Yes, bye.
You are so naughty, Adam. You shouldn't tease her like that.
Well, a very small child at the time of the coronation.
Well, she might have been quite young.
If you say so, Mum. Do you want some more tea?
No, don't bother for me. I suppose Brian might be in soon. Have you seen him?
Oh, yes, he came and sorted the hides for me.
Oh, that won't take him very long, will it?
Well, then he said something about wanting to clear out the grain store.
Oh, that's hardly urgent.
Well, maybe he just wants to keep busy.
So how did you get on? What did he say?
Oh, well, there's good news and bad news.
Go on.
Well, the good news is, yes, he is prepared to stay on and work this evening.
Well, that's great.
The bad news is he isn't prepared to work tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
Now, he says that, you know, with the funeral being on Thursday, he really needs to spend tomorrow getting ahead with things at home.
That's fair enough. You can see his point.
Oh, yeah. And I also got the feeling that he wanted to be around in case Helen... Well, I just don't think he wants to be away from home tomorrow.
I can understand that. Well, look, he's done as much as he has.
Oh, I know. But it is still going to leave us short-handed.
Oh, don't worry. We'll cope.
Brian, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just getting the place cleaned up for harvest.
Why don't you wait for Adam?
No, well, he's got his hands full at the moment. The pickers and all that. I can manage.
No, you can't. Please stop it. We'll be going to your funeral too. Oh,
gee, thanks.
Well, is it so important to get this lot cleared out?
Well, the harvest's coming up.
Yeah, and so is Christmas.
Mm. No, you're right. No, it isn't. I suppose I was just, you know, trying to keep busy.
Yes, that's what I thought.
But what does it matter? Wouldn't be the end of the world if it's not done this week.
No.
It wouldn't matter that much if we didn't even bother to harvest the damn stuff in the first place.
Now, that is going a bit far.
Is it? I mean, what's it all about, Jenny?
What do you mean?
Oh, these things seem so important at the time, but in the long run, oh, who cares?
Which things?
Oh, I don't know. Everything. The shoot.
Darling, we've been over this. You've got no reason to blame yourself.
Well, I don't know, Jenny.
No. Greg made this decision himself.
Oh, well, I could have at least made his last few months on Earth a bit pleasanter.
Well, you didn't know what was in his mind. You were just doing your job.
I could have been a bit more relaxed about it. He was a good keeper.
Well, you might have been if you hadn't had Matt Crawford on your back all the time.
That's true. That man's got a lot to answer for.
Greg wasn't an easy man to work with. You put up with a lot.
Did I?
Yes, I think you did. And who knows if anything would have made any difference. No one except Greg.
Yeah, we can't ask him. I wonder if he thought it was worth it.
What?
Being a good keeper. Is that enough to do with your life?
He had Helen. His children?
When he could spare the time for them.
He chose what he chose, Brian.
Yes. And look where it got him.
George has an early caller.
You want to come in for a minute?
No, I can see you're on your way out. This won't take long.
Well, if it's you were.
It's about Greg's funeral.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm going to give a short address about it.
Oh, that is good news. I thought the poor chap wasn't going to get any kind of send-off at all.
I've asked Michelle a couple of questions, but I thought it might be nice to give his friends the chance to contribute.
I see.
I know you were close. Would it be possible to arrange a time today when I could talk to you?
Well, are you busy now?
No, but you're going up to the estate, aren't you?
Well, why don't you come with me? Then you could talk to Will, too. I'm sure the lad would want to make a contribution.
Shall we take my car?
Ah, good idea. Will can give me a lift back. Now, wait a minute. I think I've got everything. All right, let's get going then.
I was just looking at the police house while I was waiting for you to come to the door.
Notice much progress?
Well, no, not really.
No. Once Brian gets the chute sorted out properly, I think I need to have words about that.
Oh, thanks, Phil. That would be a great help. Yeah. Exactly. But are you sure you can manage it? Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, he'll be very pleased. I'll tell him. See you later then.
Oh, don't tell me that's AD saying it's going to be late.
No, it was Phil, and it's good news.
Oh, yeah?
He'd been thinking that with only Eddie on the silage cart, there wouldn't be much for him to do at the clamp.
Yeah, it's really going to slow things down.
So, Phil reckons he should drive the tractor and trailer instead. I can fill in at the clamp.
Really? He's up for it.
That's what I said. He said he had driven a tractor before.
Well, that would help. Good old Dad.
Well, he's on his way. Oh, I read that letter from the contractors.
Yeah, what do you think of the shortlist?
Well, they all look really interesting.
Not bad, is it?
No. When you said they told you there were only 6 realistic applicants, I was a bit concerned.
Yeah, so was I.
But any of these 3 would do fine.
Listen, can you do me a favour and give him a ring to set an interview date?
Sure. When were you thinking of?
Well, sooner the better, really. Next Tuesday, would that be all right with you?
Fine.
Should give them time.
Exciting, isn't it? Our very own herdsman.
Well, I hope you don't mind me interrupting your work.
It shouldn't take long, Will.
Oh, that's all right.
I just need a few words from you about Greg. For my talk at the funeral.
Oh.
Perhaps you could start, George. Maybe you could say something about what it was like working with him.
Oh, yes. Well, he was a good keeper, no question of that. Really cared for his birds. I know some city folks might think that sounds daft.
Well, I don't suppose there'll be many of them at the funeral.
But he always looked after them. All his animals, too. That was very important to him. He was a real countryman.
Good. What was he like as a colleague?
Oh, very reliable. Very reliable. He'd never let you down, would he, Will?
No.
Someone you could trust. I always felt that.
Well, that's lovely. So, anything you'd like to add to that, Will?
Well, I don't really know where to start.
Well, he taught you all you know, didn't he?
Yeah, yes, he did. I learnt a lot from Greg.
Well, that's good to hear.
And he was always... Oh, I mean, I know other people thought he could be difficult, but he was always very patient with me. I owe him a lot.
That sounds like he was a very positive influence in your life.
Yeah, he was. Because I always felt that he wanted me to do well, and that he trusted me. Only now.
Yeah. Well, go on, lad.
Nothing. It doesn't matter. Look, I'd better be getting on if you don't mind.
No. All right. I think I've got enough to work on.
Well, are you sure? It didn't sound like much.
No, it was fine. I still need to talk to Helen, too.
Oh, yes, of course.
Anyway, thanks again, Will.
It's all right.
And see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye. I'll see you. Bye. Well, it was nice of him to ask us.
I didn't really know what to say.
It was good what you said about Greg trusting you.
Hmm.
I know he did, from what he said to me.
Did he?
Oh, yes. Thought you were shaping up to be a really good keeper. You're a real credit to him.
I wasn't talking about the keeper, then.
No? What then?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It does. Come on, you can tell me.
It's just that I thought that... I thought I must have let him down.
Well, how do you mean?
I was supposed to be his friend. After it happened, I wondered if I could have done anything.
Oh, we've all been wondering that, William. It was his choice.
So why did he do it?
I don't know.
And now I feel like he's let me down.
Oh, Will.
But that's an awful thing to think.
Not really.
It is. He taught me so much. We looked out for each other.
I know you did.
Then he just left me to cope with all this on my own.
I know, it's hard.
I've been trying to do right by him, to run the shoot like he'd do it.
I know you have.
But that just makes me realise how much I relied on him. How much I still got to learn. And he's not here.
No, he's not.
I'm angry with him, George.
Well, of course you are.
But that's bad.
No, it's natural.
Is it?
Yes. You won't be the only one who feels like that.
Really?
Look, he didn't mean to, poor bloke. Of course he didn't. But he's left a lot of people in the lurch. Think how Helen must be feeling.
There, that's done it. Right, where you go, Dad?
Everything going all right up here?
Yeah, fine.
Thought I'd take a break from the clamp.
No, I was just giving Dad a hand getting the trailer hooked up.
That trailer's always been tricky.
Yeah.
He seems to be doing really well.
Well, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be getting on nearly as fast as we are. Just hope he's not tiring himself out, though.
He's enjoying himself. Told me it was good to be back at the heart of things.
Well, it's good to have him back.
Especially this week.
Yeah. No, he's always enjoyed silaging. Dad says it's about the only bit of old-fashioned farming there is left.
Oh, I don't know. Cows don't change much.
Yeah, well, I know what he means. Especially when it's a beautiful day like today.
We have been lucky with the weather.
Yeah, let's not push our luck, though. We better get on.
So those are the arrangements as they stand at the moment.
I see.
Quite a simple service.
Yes.
It can be very moving.
I just thought maybe one of the girls might want to read a poem or something.
Well, that might still happen. But...
I doubt it.
But from what I knew of Greg and what I've been hearing, did he go in for poetry much?
No. Hmm. I see what you mean.
I think a simple service might be what he'd want.
Yes. Never want to make a fuss.
No.
Would have been better if he had.
Maybe.
I just wanted... It's the only thing I can do for him now, and... To not even be able to.
As I said, Helen, I'd really like you to help with my talk. I wanted to celebrate the real Greg.
Yes.
And you knew him better than anyone.
I think I was the only person who saw what he could be.
Yes.
We had such fun, you know. People would never believe me, but they never knew him like I did. No one saw that other side to him.
That must be difficult for you.
Yeah. He was a very loving person. With a lot of defences, yes, but once he got through them...
Yes, I've got the impression that he was quite different with the people he trusted and loved.
And he could love. He loved his girls so much.
I'm sure he did.
And he loved me. I always knew that.
And you obviously loved him. He was a very lucky man.
Lucky?
Oh, yes. Some people never know love like that. You gave him something very precious.
Well, it wasn't enough, though, was it? Didn't save him.
Well, maybe no one could. He was a troubled man. Only Greg knows why he did what he did.
I wish I could have understood. I tried.
Of course you did. Whatever love could do, you did.
I wish I thought so.
Ham and homemade chutney. My favourite.
I know.
It's one of Mum's specialities, in fact.
All right. It's a fair cop. Jill made them.
I knew it. It's too good to be yours.
I know.
And she brought them over specially.
She thought I might be busy at the camp.
Oh, good old Mum.
And she's just sorting out the second course.
Ooh, which is?
A homemade soup.
This is turning into a good day. Though, I suppose, strictly speaking, we should have had that first.
Aren't you the fussy one? She wanted to warm it up.
Well, why don't you just wait and come together?
She thought I'd better get these up to you before you started chewing the grass.
Oh, charming.
She knows what you like when you're silaging. And she's right. Leave some for Phil.
Well, it's a good job Eddie had to pop home, been none left at all.
It's a shame he's missing out.
No, he's had enough freebies this week. Anyway, it's nice with just us.
Yeah, it is.
And the children, and Dad. We are lucky, aren't we?
Yeah, such a beautiful day. Can't imagine anyone wanting to.
Oh, no. Oh, look, here comes Mum with the soup.
I hope you didn't mind me coming down.
Of course not, it's good to see you.
I just wanted to... I mean, maybe I should have waited till tomorrow. But there'll be a lot of people here, won't there?
I hope so.
Oh, I should have come before.
No, you must have been so busy running the shoot single-handed.
I've had George.
Even so, I know you wouldn't want to let Greg down.
No.
And I knew you wouldn't.
Helen, I'm so sorry about Greg.
Yeah, I know.
It must be so awful for you.
Not just for me.
I just wanted to say that I know it probably won't help.
It helps that you've come. I know Greg meant a lot to you.
He was a great bloke. He really was. Whatever. I mean, other people didn't know him like we did they?
No. No, they didn't.
And I thought you might be feeling. Well, I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It does, Will.
It's a tough day for Helen.
Do you think I should call Helen?
No, I should leave her.
She'll be down when she's ready. What's happening after the service?
I don't know. I don't think Michelle's arranged anything.
Don't suppose she has.
Nobody's coming back here or anything.
I wasn't sure what Helen wanted. I've been stocking up on food and drink just in case.
Good idea.
But you don't think it's very likely?
I don't know.
Why do you need to know? If no one's coming, I can get on with the sausages.
Oh, honestly, Tom, can't you forget about your precious sausages for one day?
No,
don't you have any consideration for your sister at all, what she's going through?
Yes, I have, which is why I asked. If there's going to be something here, of course I'll be around to support her.
Good.
Which means I'll need to go and sort some things out now.
Oh, I see.
Your mum didn't mean to snap.
No, I'm sorry.
You always think the worst of me.
I don't mean to. I'm sorry.
Look, let's all just calm down, eh? We don't want to... Oh, morning, love.
Morning. How are you?
All right. I just want to get on with things.
Yes.
Let me get you some breakfast.
Oh, no, thanks.
You should eat something.
Oh, I'll make myself a piece of toast in a minute.
Tom was wondering, well, we all were, if you'd like some people to come back here after the service. I've got stuff in, but if you don't like the idea...
No, that'd be nice, Mum. I don't suppose Michelle's arranged anything.
No.
Just a few people. His close friends.
Yes.
Be nice if the girls could come.
Yes, well, maybe they will.
Yes, I appreciate that, Michelle.
Darling, you really should... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I will. Oh, you don't need to do that. No, leave it with me. Yes, I will. See you later. Bye.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
It doesn't matter.
What's happened?
Michelle Turner.
Well, what did she want?
She wanted to talk to me about the arrangements for having Greg's cottage cleared.
What, already?
Well, to be fair, she hasn't got much time. Going back to France on Sunday.
Oh, she could have waited till the funeral was over, surely.
Well, not really. I mean, ideally, she wants to send in the house clearance people on Saturday, so she's got to book them today.
You say it was all right?
There wasn't much else I could say. She is the executor of Greg's will, and I gather everything goes to the children, so...
Yeah, but Helen's got things there.
Yes, I know. She'll have to go over tomorrow to collect them.
The day after the funeral.
But I'll go with her. Make it as painless as I can.
Oh, Helen.
Yeah?
You're doing very well.
Michelle and the children aren't here yet?
No, but they'll be following the hearse, won't they?
Yeah. Silly me, I hadn't really thought. Oh.
What's the matter?
They're walking behind the coffin, won't they?
Yes, they will.
God, I didn't think. I suppose I just assumed that I'm...
No, Helen, I know it's difficult. Just remember what you said about you and Greg. Nothing can change that.
Oh, look, here's Will. Oh, doesn't he look smart?
Yes. George and Christine are already inside.
I would have tried to find more of Greg's old friends if it had been up to me. Colleagues, some of the young people he worked with.
They'll have their memories.
Yeah. Maybe it's better they don't know.
Funerals aren't usually a laugh a minute.
No.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's horrible at home.
Is it?
Everyone's thinking about when John died, but no one's actually saying anything.
Well, you can tell me.
Thank God. If it wasn't for you and the sausages.
The sausages?
You know what I mean. Give me something to do. An excuse to get out of the house.
Oh, Tom.
Well, I'm not used to Helen, Kirsty. I don't know what to say. Might as well be getting on with something practical.
Kirsty, thank you for coming.
How could I not?
Well, it looks as if some people couldn't face it. And if anyone deserved a morning off...
Oh, don't be silly.
All the extra hours you've been putting in... I appreciate it, I really do.
How's Helen?
Well, she seems calm enough at the moment, but... Oh, Tom, really? Haven't you switched the wretched thing off?
I was expecting a call.
Well, for heaven's sake, go somewhere discreet and take it. Go on. I suppose that's something to do with his precious business. I sometimes think that's all he ever thinks about.
Oh, you know it isn't.
No.
Throwing himself into his work... It's just his way of coping.
I suppose so.
Don't be too hard on him.
So that's the situation.
There was nothing Brian could do about it.
No, I understand that. No stopping Michelle.
So if Helen wants to collect anything...
And she has to do it tomorrow?
I'm afraid so.
You tell her for you?
No, I'll do that.
Brian, what's your Jennifer? Thank you for coming.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
You know... I really appreciate you being here. I'm sure Greg would too.
It was the least we could do.
Where's Tom, Mum? It's nearly time.
Oh,
Kirst is rounding him up.
Why, where is he?
Oh, he's not far away. Oh, here's Alan.
Oh, that's good. Everyone's starting to collect.
Should we be going in?
Yes, shortly.
We are due to start at 10:30.
No sign of Michelle, though.
I'm sure she'll be here soon.
Oh, look, here's Tom and Kirsty.
Right, about ready.
We could start making our way in now.
Yes, might be a good idea.
I'll just wait a while. I'd like to be here when he arrives.
Yes, well, of course you would, love.
Come on, Caroline.
Oh, right, Jack.
I'll see you after the service, Helen.
Yep, thank you.
Do you want us to go in?
Yeah, that's fine.
If you're sure.
Yeah.
Come on, then. We'll see you later. Do you really want to be left alone?
No.
Then I'll stay. Come on. Hold my hand, love.
Oh, there are the girls. I won't get to talk to them before I leave.
No, sweetheart.
He's here now, Dad.
Yes. Yes, he's here now, love. Why don't we go in?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Please, sit down. Any death is sad. And sometimes it's hard to see beyond how that life ended to what that life was. But it's not how a life ends that matters, but how it's lived. Not how many people there are in your life, but the quality of your relationships with them. I've been talking to people that Greg knew and loved, and it's clear how loved and appreciated he was by those closest to him.
I wish I could be with the girls.
I know, because he told me how proud he was of his daughters, Sonia and Annette. How much they were always in his thoughts.
I can hear them. I should be with them.
You can see them afterwards.
I know what a good colleague he was. A colleague and a friend. He was known best by those who he loved. And I know that Greg was loved in return. And maybe that's the best epitaph any of us can hope for.
Oh, Dad.
Easy, love. Easy.
Well, thank goodness that's over.
Oh, yes.
Not many flowers.
No, I think Michelle suggested donations to a charity.
All right. Tom was making sarky comments during Alan's talk. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, dear.
It's only nerves. He is upset.
Yes.
Helen really went, didn't she?
It was bound to happen sometime. Oh, well.
How's Helen now?
Oh, she's got herself together.
She's talking to Sonia.
Is Michelle all right with that?
I don't think she's noticed.
No, she's deep in conversation with Alan and Brian.
Oh, yes. Lucky them. Maybe I'll be able to see you both before you go back to France.
Do you want to?
Yes, of course I do. If it's all right with your mum.
Well, I don't know.
Look, if it's not possible, don't worry. I'm sure we can email or something.
She's just so angry.
With your dad?
Yeah, for doing this to us.
I can understand that.
Can you?
How do you feel?
I don't know. It's like a dream.
Yeah. Or a nightmare.
I'll wake up and everything will be back to normal.
It's what you want, isn't it? Boring old normal.
I'm sorry I didn't, you know, get in touch when it happened.
Don't worry about it.
It was really difficult.
Sonia, it doesn't matter. I'm just so pleased to see you now.
Me too. Oh, look, I think Mum wants me.
Go on then.
I hope I can see you before we go back. I will try.
So she's having his ashes scattered here, is she?
Yeah, that's not unusual.
Do you know when she's going back? Sunday. She's having the cottage cleared on Saturday.
She is getting on with things.
Sad, isn't it?
person's whole life just cleared away by a removal firm. I've got to tell Helen if there's anything she wants, she needs to collect it tomorrow.
I see. Oh, poor Helen.
I saw you talking to Sonia.
Yeah.
He must be pleased you had a chance to do that.
Not for long.
It's difficult with Emma, mate.
It's always going to be difficult now, isn't it? Can't even comfort his children.
Well, you did. I saw you.
Like I've been edited out. Like I was never in his life at all.
You know you were. We know you were.
Helen, I'm really sorry, but there's something I need to talk to you about.
Hmm?
I'm sorry, but some people will be coming to clear out the cottage on Saturday.
What people?
It's a firm who do house clearances.
What?
It wasn't my idea.
Oh, Michelle arranged it.
But that... so soon.
No, it doesn't matter.
It gives us tomorrow. So I'll take you over, and we can collect anything you want to take.
Thank you.
Anything at all.
Well, I suppose that's something.
Won't bring him back. So what does it matter?
Well, this has been a waste of an afternoon.
It ain't over yet. We ain't seen everyone.
It's just like yesterday. I've told you, Dad, if Snatch had sold any of these guys' dodgy meat, they're not going to tell you, are they?
What was that phone call last night all about then?
Someone having you on.
Who's going to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a Snatch.
Snatch?
Well, it's his idea of a joke, isn't it? Sending you off to the other end of the county looking for someone called Rick?
I don't think so.
Oh, look, you must have spoken to every stall over in Borsetshire by now.
I only want someone to back me up.
Look, you've seen everyone here. Can we go on?
We haven't been down this road.
Look, this is all fruit stalls. We're not going to find
anyone. Afternoon, Eddie.
Oh, afternoon. You've been selling here?
Yes, we can try it out. I've had a bad day.
With them strawberries?
Mm-hmm. Slumming it a bit, ain't you? I thought you only did farmers' markets.
Oh, we'll try anywhere.
Glad I've gone well for you. We helped your Adam put them tunnels up.
Yes, I know. Tony told me you've been over at Brookfield helping with the silaging too.
Well, they do pay him for it.
We're sorry he couldn't do more.
Oh, well, with things as they are. How was the funeral?
Ah, quick. Michelle has certainly gone in for the no-frills approach.
Yeah, well, that would have suited Greg.
I suppose that's true. I don't think she's keen on letting Helen spend too much time with the girls, though.
Oh, dear.
I told Alice to ask Sonia around this afternoon. Then at least she can talk to someone her own age.
Look, Dad, if we're going to get
just
back...
a minute, son.
Brian's had to take Helen to clear the cottage out.
Dad!
Look, I mustn't keep you. What are you doing here anyway?
We're looking for someone called Rick. Does cheap meat.
Well, there's a meat chap at the end of that far row.
Yeah?
I don't fancy it myself, though, I must say.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Here we are, then.
Yes.
I'm really sorry to have to ask you to do this.
No, it's not your fault.
Only I don't think, Michelle... Well, I know there are things of yours here. Clothes and such like.
Which would have gone straight in the bin.
And I thought there might be some things of Greg's.
Greg's?
Things you might want to keep yourself. Mementos.
Of what?
Well, it might be a comfort one day.
I don't know where to start.
Now, there's no rush. Take your time.
So tidy, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think he... Well, it was like this when George came looking for him.
Mm. He was a tidy man.
Yes.
Even tidied himself away.
Well, you could look at it like that.
And he wasn't any use to anyone anymore.
That's not true.
That's what he thought. No use to the shoot. No use to me.
Oh, Helen.
And no use to his daughters, or so Michelle thought.
Yes.
That's what pushed him over the edge.
Well, not being able to see the girls.
Yeah. He could have made things up with you and me, couldn't he?
Yes, that's true.
But once Michelle said he couldn't see the girls again...
The last straw.
She's taken everything from me. And I never even met her till yesterday.
All right. Fair enough, but... She can't take what you had.
People keep telling me that.
Your happy times. Look.
It's when we took the girls skating. That was a good day.
And here's you and Greg.
The wife-carrying contest. Yeah. That was the day he told me.
Helen, you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. But Brian, I don't want to seem rude, and it was so kind of you to come with me.
Don't be silly.
But do you think you could leave me alone for a little while now?
Do you want to look at the horses?
Look, Alice, it's all right.
What is?
You don't have to, you know, keep trying to entertain me.
I'm sorry.
I just don't know what to say.
Don't worry. I'm just sick of people trying to talk about him.
Are you?
Sick of my mum going on and on.
Oh, I see.
It's just nice to get away from that for a bit.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything you do want to do...
I really want to talk to Helen.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why don't you go and see her then?
Because my mum won't let me.
She's over at your dad's cottage with my dad now.
Is she?
Yeah, collecting her stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I could get Adam to give you a lift over there. Your mum would never know.
Really?
Yeah. I am sorry about your dad, Sonia. And if you want to talk to Helen about him, well, I think you should.
Come on, Ed. We're wasting our time here.
Well, that went well.
There's no need for him to get so aggressive.
But he did start pushing your luck a bit.
At least I got him to admit he bought some meat off Snatch.
Well, it was only because his sidekick let it drop.
And I bet he sold it on to.
Yeah, of course he did. That story about dumping it was obviously a cover-up.
But if he sticks to it, he's in the clear. So why doesn't he want to testify that Snatch sold him the stuff?
Well, why should he?
Well...
Oh, come on, Dad. I mean, he's obviously got something he doesn't want the powers of the bee to know about. Why should he go anywhere near a court if he doesn't have to? And would you?
I might.
Yeah, right. Make a statement to help a bloke he's never set eyes on till this afternoon. I mean, what's in it for him?
Yeah, but I explained.
Look, why should he believe you?
Why should I lie?
Look, for all he knows, it could be some setup.
Do I look like I'm working undercover for Weights and Measures?
You should never have told him about that anonymous call. That was only well dodgy.
I had to. Otherwise, what was I doing there?
It was the wrong way to go.
Oh, yeah. And what was the right way?
Well, we should have waited till he knocked off, followed him to his local and bought him a pint, and then just brought the conversation round to mutual friends.
Now you tell me.
Oh, well, there's no use worrying about it now. Let's go home.
I thought it'd be nice to have tea in the gum.
Yes. You have been busy.
Huh. Well, don't think I've forgotten anything.
No. Oh, this is a lovely welcome home.
Well, sit down, make yourself comfortable.
Mm.
I'll pour your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Help yourself to cake. Oh,
this is a feast.
Good. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, darling. Brian, is something the matter?
No. You've had a hard week. Thought you deserved a bit of a treat.
Well, no harder than usual.
The students coming.
Oh, that did eat into the weekend.
Had two farmers' markets. And that place today?
We need to sell the strawberries while they're fresh.
Not to mention the funeral.
No. I was surprised to see you back so soon. Thought you'd still be helping Helen.
Ah, well, she asked me to leave her alone for a while.
Oh, I see.
I'll go back soon. But if she wanted to be, you know, on her own.
Oh, poor love. Oh, it must be so hard for her.
Yeah, well... She's very bitter about Michelle.
Well, hardly surprising.
Thinks it was her forbidding Greg to see the girls that pushed him over the edge.
Oh, who knows?
Well, that couldn't be changed. Whereas he could have patched things up with her.
He could.
Or me.
Oh, darling, do I have to say this again? There is no reason for you to blame yourself.
Well, it wasn't that so much. It was finding him.
I know. You've been very brave.
Oof, I don't know about that.
I do. I've been very proud of you.
Thank you.
It's nice to spend some time with you. We should do this more often.
We should. Why don't we?
We're usually too busy.
Yes. I mean, Jenny, you ever think what life would be like if we sold up?
Gave up farming?
I mean, it's what we'd get for this place. We could sort the children out and still have money for, well, I don't know, a place on the coast or somewhere in Spain.
A castle, perhaps?
No, I'm serious. You never think about it.
No, because I can't see you doing it. You love farming.
Well, I used to.
Oh, Brian.
Sometimes I feel I don't have the energy for it anymore. The same drive.
Well, I haven't noticed.
That mental energy. All these changes coming up. Once I would have embraced them.
Yeah, they are a bit daunting.
I'd have found that stimulating. Worked out what was in it for me. But now...
Oh, darling, you'll cope.
I don't want to cope. I don't want to get tired and stale and say I've seen it all before. I want to quit while I'm ahead, while I've still got time to enjoy myself. And what do you think?
Well, it's a lot to take in, and so sudden.
Maybe. But you think you've got all the time in the world, and then... I was thinking about Greg.
Yeah, I thought you might have been.
He made life so hard for himself.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true.
But don't I do the same thing? We don't have to work this hard. We could be living the dream, Jenny.
Oh, is there any cake left? I'm starving.
Hello, darling.
What have you done with Sonia?
It wasn't the easiest of social situations. Thanks, Mum.
You sent her home? Oh, you could have been a bit kind to her.
I was. I got Adam to give her a lift over to Greg's cottage.
To see Helen?
That's all right, isn't it? It was all she wanted to do, and her mum was being really weird about it.
I think it's a very good idea.
Should I leave them to it?
Yes. You sit here and carry on daydreaming.
Dad's been daydreaming? What about?
I was wondering about getting out of farming altogether, as a matter of fact.
What? Selling home farm?
Don't worry, darling. It's just a pipe dream.
But what about the horses?
Well, first things first. I'll buy somewhere with a paddock. And maybe even a bigger one.
Brian.
I could have more horses. Oh, cool. When are we going?
You didn't mind me coming, did you?
Of course not. I'm pleased you could. Does your mum know you're here?
No. I went to see Alice. My mum still thinks I'm there.
Oh, I see.
You've been busy?
Oh, it's nothing really. Just a few clothes. Bits and pieces.
But the room looks so bare.
It was how your dad left it.
He always did like to tidy away our toys before bedtime.
Yes.
So empty, though. As if
you'd never been here.
As if I'd never been here.
Oh, you were. I've got proof.
The ice skating. That was fun.
It was great.
Dad kept this.
Oh, yes. Pride of place. Look, fancy frame, everything.
Yeah.
He loved you so much.
No.
Take it.
No, I can't.
Why not?
It's yours.
I want you to have it. I've got a copy of the photo.
Have you?
Yes. I can get another frame, please. I want you to take something from here.
I'd like that.
It's lucky you came. Might have been difficult to send you anything otherwise.
Yeah. But have you got something?
Yeah. I've got this.
What are you doing?
It's the fate. The wife carrying competition.
How did you talk Dad into that?
And believe me, it was a struggle.
He looks happy though.
Yeah. I hope he was. I hope he was sometimes. Oh, Sonia.
If you've been affected by any of the issues in the Archers, you can call the Radio 4 Action Line free on 0800 044 044 for sources of information and confidential support. That's 0800 044 044. The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.